Do you believe angels really exist? I know a young man who lives in the city of Monrovia in Liberia, West Africa. A few years ago, he was involved in a terrible accident. He fell off a truck, going at high speed down a crowded road. When he hit the ground, he was struck in the head by another vehicle, and his scalp was peeled back by the force of the blow. He was quickly placed in the back of another truck and was rushed to the hospital. At the hospital, the emergency team was convinced that he would die in a matter of minutes. Nevertheless, they went to work in an effort to save his life. They sewed his scalp back, cleaned him up as best they could, and placed him in a bed in a crowded room. His relatives came to be near because death was imminent. In the middle of the night, the young man regained his consciousness and looked around the room. There were his relatives sitting near his bed, sleeping. And in the corner stood two men in white. But they were not hospital personnel. They were men who glowed with a shining white brightness. They came over to his bed and, without waking his family, told him they'd been sent to assure him that he would be all right. They told him they were angels who had been given charge over him to guard him and to minister to his needs. Then they left him, but not without assuring him that they would always be near, that he could count on their help. Now, to the astonishment of the hospital staff, the young man made a complete recovery and regained his full strength. Today, he suffers no effects from the accident, and of course, his faith in God was greatly strengthened. Friend, do you doubt the reality of God's heavenly host? Possibly you think this young man suffered from a hallucination. Before you come to a quick conclusion, break open your Bible and do a short study on angels, God's magnificent army sent to protect and help us in our walk of daily discipleship. Look up angels in a Bible concordance and go from there. You might start with Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him and rescues them. By the way, have you considered that angels are watching over you right now? For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.